Welcome to the podcast. This podcast is entitled, They Have an Excuse for Everything, Global Warming Edition. This will be a mock conversation between somebody who is skeptical about global warming and somebody who believes the orthodoxy. So if CO2 is making the Earth warmer, why isn't it still getting warmer? It's not warming, that's because it's climate change. So warming could cool the Earth? No. We just don't know what it could do. It might cause a chain reaction in the oceans. We just have to stop pumping so much CO2 into the atmosphere. Could we just suck CO2 out of the atmosphere? No. Why not? Well, what if it doesn't work? Well, what if we could make it work? It won't. And if it doesn't, we will have wasted all that effort when we could have been actually fixing the problem. But if we could do it, it would actually fix the problem, right? A carbon tax isn't actually reducing the amount of carbon in the atmosphere. It doesn't work. It just makes poor people poorer. Wouldn't it be easier to suck the CO2 out? Instead of getting everyone to change the way they live, which is really, that's what it seems like your goal really is. We're asking people to do things that are good for them and the Earth anyway. We all consume way too much. We aren't asking anyone to do anything that is bad. Bad according to whom? According to the Earth. We consume 10 times more than the people in Africa. I know, but wouldn't it be great if they could consume more? They could live lives like we do. Yeah, and destroy the planet even quicker. What a genius idea that is. Okay, let's say we could keep the CO2 levels exactly where we want them, with a machine that turns CO2 into bricks or something. Would we still have a problem with climate change? No. So why not do it? Because it can't work. You'll focus everyone's attention on that when we should be changing how we live. This is such an opportunity to make the world economy more equitable and sustainable. The rich, polluting nations are ruining the future for poor countries. So it's not about carbon. It sounds like it's about equity. Yes, it's all connected. The world has to come together to fix these complicated problems. We can't be greedy and provincial anymore. We have to stop caring about our precious little countries. We have to give more. We have to cooperate more. We have exploited the third world, and we're ruining their planet. The least we can do is give them money to deal with it. And giving poor countries money would fix global warming faster than sucking carbon out of the atmosphere? Yes, smart Alec. It will help them deal with the problems it is causing. If your side had listened to us decades ago, we could have solved climate change. Now it's too late and we have to pay up. Europe has hurt its economy with this carbon tax stuff, and they aren't accomplishing anything. They're just hurting their economies. Yeah, because they're the only ones doing it. We're not being responsible, but they are. But China and India won't do it. They shouldn't have to, because we exploited them to get rich. So we can't really fix it with your solutions. Well, we have to start somewhere. So doing something symbolic that you know won't work and that destroys the economy is better than doing my thing that might work and won't destroy the economy? You just don't want to change because you're greedy. So you've latched onto this crazy idea that you can save the world with some invention, just so you can keep polluting and exploiting the earth and poor people. It sounds like this is more about worldview than science. You're just using global warming as a vehicle to change the country. That's why your side can't stand up to a real debate. You aren't sincerely looking for solutions. You just keep telling everyone they're stupid if they disagree with you, so people are intimidated instead of convinced. You're just a flat earth idiot. You hate science. You hate the earth. You hate poor people. See? All you have is intimidation and name calling. That's because you're impervious to reason. There's no point in debating you. So we just have to silence you. You're an enemy of everything that's good. There is no more room for debate. The debate is over. We won. Your side needs to shut up and go along. You don't have reason on your side. You have ideology and numbers. There are no scientists who believe in things like the flat earth. No scientist is debating the heliocentric model of the solar system. But you have real scientists who debate climate change theory. But you marginalize them and make fun of them because your side can't really debate them. They're like 10% of the scientists. They're crackpots. Well, who cares what percent they are? What percent was Galileo? All that matters in science is what's provable and reproducible. This is all worldview. None of it's provable. Your question should be, are the, quote, deniers wrong about climate change? Not, how many scientists who share my political beliefs disagree with the deniers? That's not a way to prove a theory. Majority opinion doesn't matter in this instance. If it's science, then worldview shouldn't enter in at all. But it's not all about science. It's about worldview and redistribution of wealth. You're an idiot and an ignoramus. All the smartest scientists are on my side. No, you mean all the powerful scientists. The same could be said for Galileo. So you think you're Galileo now? No, but I think you represent the orthodoxy and that you're not willing to consider both sides. There aren't two sides. There's science and there's crackpots paid for by big oil and stupid Trumpsters like you who are fooled by them because you care more about driving an SUV than you care about the earth. All right, well, see you in 20 years when you've destroyed the economy, bankrupted our kids and done no good. You'll be thanking me. Yeah, because if I don't, you'll throw me in a gulag to be re-educated. At least you won't be able to spew your hate and misinformation anymore.